Health authorities are scrambling to work out how COVID-19 spread between workers at Auckland's Grand Millennium Managed Isolation Hotel. Last night, officials announced that a third worker at the hotel has tested positive for COVID-19. It's now stopped any new returnees entering the country's largest MIQ facility. Jean Bell reports.
So far, three Grand Millennium workers have contracted COVID-19. Case A is a cleaner who tested positive for the virus on 21st March. Case B is a security guard who tested positive last week. And last night, Case C, also a security guard who works with Case B, was announced. The Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, says Case C and their partner, who has tested negative, are in a quarantine facility.
This latest case had already been identified as a close contact, was in isolation, initial test was negative, and it's the subsequent day 5 test that has returned positive. So the person has been in isolation during their infectious period.
Dr. Bloomfield says case A and B are genomically identical, which suggests direct transmission of the virus between them. But there's a long gap between when they got the virus, and authorities don't know whether case A gave case B the virus or if there's another missing link.
They both worked at the Grand Millennium, we know, and we're just looking at their shift patterns to see if there was a crossover there to find that connection and to find out if there could be any intermediary between case A and B, given the time period.
COVID-19 modeller Sean Hendy says the virus is often spread through casual contact.
Generally, what we find is there's just some casual contact between cases that leads to the infection rather than from surfaces. Nonetheless, you can't rule that out.
Dr. Ashley Bloomfield says both cases B and C have not received the COVID-19 vaccination.
However, there is no suggestion that they are vaccine hesitant or don't want to be vaccinated.
He says KC wants to be vaccinated, but had not been able to get one yet, possibly due to being in isolation. MIQ head Brigadier Jim Bliss says an audit of the Grand Millennium has not flagged anything of concern. Mr. Bliss says the technical advisory group will meet tomorrow to make any recommendations for the facility outside of the audit. He says CCTV footage is being checked, along with who was on site and which staff were rostered on.
We are now focusing on establishing the cause of infection for our staff.
Meanwhile, the Auckland suburb of Mount Roskill is the hotspot for locations of interest. Between 29th March and 7th April, Case B visited Bake and Beans, Bikinavala Dairy, White Swan Mobile, Terminus Dairy and Local Barber, all in the Mount Roskill area. The person also visited Funtech on Queen Street. All locations relate to Case B, not the most recent Case C, as they were isolating. Terminus Dairy owner Nitin Patel says he found out on Sunday afternoon that the person had visited his Mount Roskill shop 4 times. He has cleaned his store and will be getting a COVID-19 test as a precaution as he lives with his young son and elderly parents.
I know certain things that I need to do it to keep myself safe, my family safe and the community safe.
Case B also visited Bake and Beans. Bakery owner Shelley Rana says he will be keeping a close eye on the health of his staff.
Do the temperature every morning, each and every staff, and we're watching it. If someone's sick, then we're not allowed to work.
A pop-up testing centre at the War Memorial Hall in Mount Roskill will be open tomorrow until Friday. Mō te hōtaka o te ahi ahi nei, ko Jean Bell tēnei.